The issue of the rental market in Cairns, as well as right across regional Australia, has reared its ugly head again this week. It seems that regional Australia is being hit by what experts are calling a devastating affordable housing shortage, and it's blowing multi-million dollar holes in local economies. They're saying here that country and coastal employers are under major pressure to attract staff as the price of rental properties continues to skyrocket. Cairns and other parts of the far north are absolutely not immune to this crisis. That is for sure. As we mentioned elsewhere on the show, the rental vacancy rates in Cairns, at least, hovering around 0.5%. Absolute crisis levels. I thought it was timely, given this debate has raged, sparked up again this week, it was timely to replay a bit of a special report I did just a couple of months ago about the availability of land going forward in Cairns, the absolute extreme shortage that we are facing, particularly for those who are looking for that traditional big Aussie block, that quarter acre block dream. Is it time to move on from that dream and really reconsider the way that we accommodate people in this town, including small lots? Let's have a listen back now. Some experts are saying that we will run out of vacant lots everywhere north of Edmonton within a decade. It really is a crisis, but we need to change our attitudes about high-density living, and we need to get real about accommodating population growth, which is absolutely booming. Let's just have a little chat now to James McPeak. Now, James is a town planner here in Cairns, but he's done a couple of years ago a very significant study about future land supply in our city. And you'll be very surprised about what James has to say about just how much land is left to develop on here in Cairns. On the northern beaches, do we have much land left to build on?
Hi, Gavin. Well, yeah, like you're right, there is pretty much no more land left on the northern beaches. There's a very small section in between Clifton and Kawara Beach, but that's pretty much it.
All right, so there you go. Not much left at all on the northern beaches. Now, James, let's pick an area like Redlinch. What about land supply in the Redlinch area?
Yeah, Redlinch is a very similar story, Gavin. There's, you know, pretty small land supply left. The majority of land in Redlinch that has been easy to develop has been done. There's only a very small amount of existing subdivision approvals which are waiting to be constructed, but the majority of the land has been developed, and the rest of the land is constrained by slope or, you know, like the World Heritage Rainforest or, you know, some flooding issues. That's pretty much it as well.
So there you go. Let's just recap quickly. First, from James McPeak, Northern Beaches, very, very limited supply. Redlinch area, very, very similar, also limited supply. What about south of Cairns? Let's just have a little listen here to James talking about land availability south of Cairns. I'm not a fan of urban sprawl. I'm not sure what your views are on it either, but obviously the majority of land left in this city is south of Cairns. What's the lay of the land, pardon the pun, down that way?
Yeah, that's correct. The main remainder of broad hectare land suitable and approved for subdivision is on the south side. So there's probably 200, 300 lots left in Bentley Park and in some sections of Edmonton. Okay. And then we move down into the Mount Peter area, so between Edmonton and Gordonvale. Mm-hmm. And that area is master planned for pretty much the remainder of the growth of Cairns in individual lots. And that's planned for around 70,000 people.
Right.
But the way that area is developing, it's probably be achieving less than 70,000 people. But in December 2019, so right before the pandemic, we did a land supply study, and that was based on Queensland Treasury data. And that suggested that there was only 1,841 hectares in the Cairns Regional Council area, and that was only forecasted for like a medium scenario of was only 20,000 dwellings. So this was before the pandemic. So when we know what's happened since then, everyone's moved up here because Cairns is amazing. And yes, a lot of those lots have sold. So my study in 2019 suggested that we were going to run out of land around 2029.
Right.
So that would have only been dramatically accelerated since then.
Mm.
So we're talking thousands of lots have sold since then. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, indeed. You heard there from James McPeak, a local town planner who did a very big study on available land to develop on in this city. Now, you would have heard him there. He said, based on pre-COVID population growth, land would run out in about 2029, just 7 or 6 years away. Well, of course, since then, as he mentioned, since COVID struck, our population has skyrocketed. Absolutely skyrocketed, which is great news on the one hand. Of course, population growth, I think, is good for everyone, great for our economy in particular. But just have a listen to this. So I also had a chat to another town planner, in fact, an award-winning town planner. She was named Australia's Town Planner of the Year just a couple of years ago, and she is here in Cairns. Her name is Nikki Huddy. Nikki is the Managing Director of Plans Town Planning. Here's what she had to say about population growth in Cairns. What do we do about land supply to in order to get more accommodation in our city?
It's a really good question, Gavin. And the answer is many things, I think. And I think probably first is a good idea to get a bit of context about the growth that we've got. We have at the moment about 4.5% growth, which is huge.
Yeah.
By our standards in particular, the last time we had that was in 2007. And at that time, Redlands Valley, right around the Larson Road shopping centre there, had about 400 lots available for development. And we had expected as a city that that would be about 10 years supply for that central northern part of Cairns. Mm. And it went within a year.
What?
So, yeah, it did.
Wow.
Yeah, it did. And so normally we have a growth rate of around 1.5%, which is very, very manageable.
There you go. Nikki gave that example there at Redlands. They thought they had enough land in this subdevelopment for about 10 years. Enough land for about 10 years in this area in Redlands. They sold out. They sold out in 1 year. Absolutely incredible. This is what's happening in our city, and that's why you're seeing this rental vacancy rate below 1%. That's why people cannot find a home at the same time that people are still moving to our city. I put a little message out on the 4CA Facebook page earlier in the week, just trying to gauge your reaction to this idea of we need to change our mindset when it comes to smaller lots in our city, when it comes to higher density, when it comes to slightly higher apartment blocks. And the response was absolutely incredible. It was shared across a range of pages on Facebook as well as the 4CA Facebook page. I just wanted to read out a few of those because the response and the debate and the discussion from you was absolutely fantastic. It was really, really great. Not as negative, can I say, as what I thought. Certainly there were people against the idea of smaller lots and higher apartment buildings. Very, very interesting indeed. I'll just read a few of those out now. This is from Wade here in Cairns. Yes, I agree in part with smaller lots. I'm glad I have a decent sized block, but I appreciate the challenge our city is facing. We also need to build transport infrastructure, social, recreational, and grocery hubs around these apartments. Spend some cash on real infrastructure to support and encourage apartment living. That was quite a common theme in some of your reactions. Here's another one. This one is from Megzi in Redlands. Apartment living offers greater lifestyle, social, economic, and environmental benefits. Socially, more people interact with each other in apartments. It meant we had the option to carpool to work. We shared items such as kayaks and tents and barbecues. We offered our neighbours food that we'd usually thrown out. And we interacted with more people living in close proximity by default because we bumped into each other and it gave us a greater sense of community. There's also a bunch of economic benefits that Megzi writes about there. So very, very interesting. Here's a message from Dennis at Fishery Falls. I agree with the general idea. However, we have a deeply ingrained mindset of the quarter acre block and house that needs to be seriously addressed at community and government levels. Yes, there should be part focus on more unit style living in the CBD, but that should be accompanied by a focus on smaller blocks in suburban Cairns for standalone housing and duplex style housing. Here's another one. This one is from Brett in Cairns. Gavin, it's a great way to start the discussion. Cairns is running out of land, and in these environmentally conscious times, It is better design principles if we can work towards increasing density. Starting in the CBD, we need more units. In the rest of the length of the Cairns corridor, an amalgamation of 2 to 3 existing sized blocks with good design would permit increased people density with more environmentally friendly surrounds. Look, lots of comments like that. People pointing out that the CBD should be the first place that we increase density. But of course, there were those who had a very, very different view, as you would expect. This one is from Denise here in Cairns. This would turn Cairns into another Gold Coast. I don't want to see high-rise buildings all over Cairns. The new building plots are about as small as you can get already. And this one now from Rachel in Cairns. My real concern is that higher density equals higher population. The infrastructure here is rubbish. Public transport is laughable. The roads from the north have no right being called a highway. Anyone had trouble getting into the doctors? What about school catchment areas? What about overfull schools? All of this is just one reason why there's no danger of Cairns becoming like the Gold Coast. And finally, Jeremy, here also in Cairns, wrote, smaller blocks aren't the option. Our city infrastructure network isn't set up for it. The question is, does Cairns need to expand or be capped for the future due to its north-south corridor trapped between reef and rainforest? There you go. Incredible response. There are so many other comments there, all of them really, really interesting and valid. Jump onto the 4CA Facebook page to keep that debate going. Here's another comment now about what do we do? What is the answer then? Here again is Nikki Huddy from Plans Town Planning. It wouldn't happen, of course, all over Cairns. It wouldn't happen on every single street in every single suburb, but surely we need pockets of development and redevelopment and upgrades to existing developments in this city that encourage and allow smaller lots. Your thoughts, Nikki Huddy?
Yes, I agree with you. It's not my favourite thing either, funnily enough, but I do agree with you. And there's some exceptional ways of doing it smart and well. Mm. And we have got a state government architect and a state government agency that has done a whole lot of really great boutique small lot design. And we just haven't actually ever capitalised on some of that free intellectual property that's around about how to do really sensible small lot housing.
So the question then is where? Where in this city do we allow and encourage and indeed foster smaller lots, higher density, higher apartment buildings? Nikki, for one, has some ideas, such as Smithfield and Edge Hill.
If you had a higher density around there, you've got a really vibrant local centre. A controversial place where I think density go would be, say, along McManus Street. And, you know, we've got all of that units in Edge Hill there. And there's such a lot of activities in and around the Botanic Gardens and Collins Avenue. Mm-hmm. And to see, I'm going to throw it out there to start the debate with you. I mean, it's 5 to 8 stories anywhere in that area from McManus Street to P Street. There would be a really, it would start to change how we live, and it would start to give us a different way to live. Because as we get older, we might not want to mow the lawn.
Absolutely. I don't want to mow the lawn now, Nikki Huddy, so I certainly don't want to mow it. There you go, a whole range of views, but surely the consensus needs to get to a point where we need to accommodate new residents moving to the city. We cannot build a wall south of Babinda. We cannot tell people to stop moving here. We just need to work out how we can accommodate them in a smart, in a clever, in a well-designed way. Surely it's possible. Surely we can look around the world at best practice. We can talk to experts like James McPeak and Nikki Huddy. We can gauge the view of the community, as so many of you have put forward your views in the last few days on the 4CA Facebook page. And council, as the lead agency here, can lead the way. The state government needs to come on board as well. It is such an important debate to have for our city. It's not being talked about at all. At all. But we absolutely need to have the discussion. and we need to be able to move forward to ensure that we not only maintain our beautiful lifestyle, the tropical way of life, but that we can also alleviate this terrible, terrible housing crisis, this rental vacancy rate crisis that our city is going through at the moment. If you've got some thoughts on that, and I'm sure you do, please send me an email, gavin.king@4ca.com.au, or leave us a message on the 4CA Facebook page.